back to Wildside, your definitive guide to ZSL London Zoo. I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and this is our Halloween special. From the inside guide on Komodo dragons and the Megabugs exhibition to the reptiles, we'll be taking you closer than ever before to the day-to-day running of the zoo in this Access All Areas tour. Plus, we'll even be revealing everything about our exclusive half-term event, Hide and Freak. So get ready, here comes a very spooky special edition of Wildside.
They may be big and scary to look at, but underneath the hard exterior, Komodo dragons are amazing animals. We spoke to Ian Stephen to find out more about these fascinating creatures and some of the other reptiles you can see at ZSL London Zoo.
We've got an amazing collection of reptiles and amphibians here. We've got a big collection of venomous snakes, some really impressive monitors. We've got the lot. Most people don't like snakes, but it's more of a, you know, that everyone's screaming when they see a snake, and then that passes on to kids and everything else. And really, I mean, that's one of the things I like to do. If you can get a kid handling a snake at an early age, they absolutely love them. I mean, they are fascinating creatures. They're beautiful. They're nice to touch. And, you know, bar the sort of the more aggressive species, and it's not always the venomous species that are aggressive, it's quite often it's most of the non-venomous snakes that are really aggressive. They're actually really nice to handle, and if you can get them at that sort of 5-6 year old age, you can normally avoid any of that sort of inbuilt fear. And when you actually appreciate the diversity of snakes out there, and quite how beautiful they are, most people, they're very easy to sort of win over. Komodo dragons are probably my favourite animal that we've actually got in the collection at present, and to be honest, they're probably everyone's favourite animal. You kind of, what you see these programmes, you see them on TV, and you kind of get a feel for how big they are, but it's not until you see them face to face, and especially when you're seeing it without a pane of glass in between you and the animal, that you really get a feel for quite how big and powerful those animals are, and they're incredible to work with. The nice thing about Komodo dragons is you can actually create some kind of a bond with the animal. You can go in there in the morning, it'll come over and it'll sit with you sort of 10-20 minutes, stroking him, he's there, he's closing his eyes. He definitely seeks out that contact, and it's obviously quite stimulating for him, but it's also stimulating for us. So it's a really nice relationship. Well, they're the largest lizard on the planet. There's probably about 4,000 or 5,000 left in the wild. Their numbers are slowly declining. They only occur on 4 islands in Indonesia. They're not particularly persecuted by humans. Their habitat's kind of okay, slowly decreasing in area. The biggest threat to them is actually the humans actually eating the prey of the Komodo dragons. So things like deer are probably the major prey at present for the Komodos, and obviously the locals are eating the deer as one of their major sources of protein. So take away the food and you get that knockdown effect of the Komodos have nothing to eat. Obviously, one of the interesting facts with dragons is they've got sort of between 50 and 60 species of bacteria in their saliva. So quite often when the Komodo actually attacks its prey, it doesn't actually bring it down. It doesn't kill it there and then. But the bacteria sets in, so the animal actually dies of septicemia within sort of 5 to 7 days. And then the Komodo actually would follow it. I mean, they can pick up on dead prey from absolutely miles away, and you will literally have all the dragons from that particular area honing in on that dead animal.
Welcome back to Wildside. At Halloween, people dress up to change the way they look, but in the animal kingdom, it happens every day. And this half term at ZSL London Zoo, Hide and Freak is your chance to discover more about camouflage and disguise in the animal kingdom. From meeting the Megabugs and following the pumpkin trail, to taking part in our interactive displays, it's an amazing family event that focuses on education and fun. We spoke to Rebecca Smith from ZSL to find out more.
Hide and Freak is a big festival of disguise being celebrated at ZSL London Zoo. It's all about celebrating camouflage in the animal world. Humans dress up a lot at Halloween time, we put on our fancy dress costumes. This actually dates back to when people used to dress up to disguise themselves to protect themselves from ghosts. And animals do that a lot, and we're celebrating that this Halloween. We've got storytelling in the Creepy Teepee, where you'll be the star of the show. We're having interactive mega bug sessions. There'll be giant bugs wandering around the zoo who you can meet, talk to, and learn all about the ways they disguise themselves, the way they hide in the wild. We've got gorilla tracking every day. We've got the peckish penguins feed. You'll learn about the ways they hide themselves. Ah, there'll be the pumpkin pit stops every day. We'll be able to see the animals being given pumpkins with their daily feed. And in the reptile house every day, there'll be a Discover Reptile session where you can learn how the reptiles hide, the different ways that they use camouflage to protect themselves in the wild, and how they also use it to attack prey in the wild. And best of all, every day there'll be the Hide and Freak Animals in Action display, where you get to see up close and personal the animals that fly, leap, jump around as they come up and show you how they disguise themselves in the wild. We put on events to celebrate different times of the year, different seasonal events, to attract people to come to the zoo, to show them what we're all about. We do loads of conservation work, and we want to share this with everyone else, so we hold these events as a way for us to tell everyone else what we're doing. ZSL London Zoo is a fantastic place to come for Halloween. We've got the live animals here that explain what we're trying to do far better than anywhere else. We've got exciting stuff going on. Nowhere else will a flying lemur come over your head just to demonstrate how their black and white colourings helps them to hide up in the sunlight. You'll learn so much from a day out at ZSL London Zoo without feeling like you're learning much, because it's such great fun.
Ever got up close and personal to a giant millipede, discovered the inner secrets of a hissing cockroach, or delved a little deeper into the world of snails? If not, then Megabugs is for you. We spoke to Ben Harvey to dig below the surface of this incredible invertebrate presentation.
The whole thrust of Halloween is hide and freak. So that's all about how animals camouflage themselves and also disguise themselves to be scarier to other creatures. So we're going to be looking at some insects in our talk, megabugs. We'll be looking at giant millipedes, hissing cockroaches, praying mantis, things like that. Again, sort of looking at their ways of staying safe and disguising themselves. First of all, they'll sort of get a chance to be very close up to those insects, maybe even to handle them in some cases. They'll probably hear a few things that they haven't sort of realised about those creatures beforehand. And for Halloween, we've also had some costumes produced so the kids can actually experience what it's like to be those bugs. We've got a sort of Chinese dragon-style millipede, where five children or so can sort of play the part of the millipede. We've got a praying mantis costume and also a hissing cockroach one. The praying mantis, they're an ambush predator. And particularly the females are very, very well camouflaged as leaves. They have a sort of very vibrant green colour a lot of the time, and their wings sort of make a very sort of leaf-like shape on their back. And they'll sit very, very still, have fantastic eyesight, so they'll spot potential prey, just the slightest movement very, very far off. They'll wait for it to get close, and they'll sort of rapidly pounce and attack it with these sharp barbs they have on their forearms.
Creepy crawlies. You either love them or hate them. But are they as scary as you think? When it comes to arachnids, ZSL London Zoo's very own Spider-Man is Dave Clark. And here he explains more about scuttling spiders.
Well, this exhibit, the Bugs exhibit at London Zoo, is a bit of a biodiversity centre. We've got a big variety of species, but mainly the creepy crawly invertebrate animals that people are often scared of. But actually, when you get to know them, they're quite nice. So we've got all the insects and snails and millipedes and scorpions and the spiders, which are probably the most scary of all. I think the main reason people get scared of invertebrate animals, animals without backbones, is that they're so different from us. They've got the wrong number of legs and quite often too many eyes, and they go about their lives in a completely different way to us. So that's why we don't tend to understand them. But once you get down on their level, they're actually really interesting and often do a lot of things like we do as well. And most of them are much more scared of us than we would ever be of them. Well, a lot of people come to be scared of spiders, and a lot of people like seeing the things that scare them, and we try and inform them about the good bits about them at the same time. But big thing about spiders really is that they come inside our own homes unexpectedly, so we actually do treat people for arachnophobia here at the zoo with our friendly spider program, using a combination of expertise about spiders and hypnosis to get rid of the fear in one afternoon. The reason you often see spiders in a bath is that it's not so much they're coming up the plug hole to scare you. They're probably more likely to be falling in from the edge of the bath, and then they can't climb out. And what often happens is people try and flush them down the plug hole, and then they hold on a little bit further down, trap a layer of air so they don't drown, and then climb back up again. And people think, oh, there's another one. We usually advise people, if you see one in your bath, actually hang something over the side of the bath, like the chain or a bit of tissue paper, and they'll let themselves out, and you'll probably never see one again. Trouble is, for arachnophobes, they're then wondering where they're going next. There is always that fear at the background that needs to be got rid of. I think spiders are fascinating because they're so different. For me, although I love the animals here, which are similar to ourselves as much as anybody else, the ones that are more interesting are the ones that are different. So working with invertebrates, with spiders and stick insects and things, I mean, they're fascinating because they're just so different and we can learn so much from them. They do lead completely different lives. There's actually over 38,000 species of spiders in the world, and there's only about 5,000 mammals. So variety of life is with the invertebrates. And I think people do often come just to get a bit scared at looking at a big hairy spider, but we hope that they go away with more once they have visited, especially when they come to our 3 o'clock spider encounter, where we bring out one of the big spiders for people to meet, and then we can tell them all about them and point out that, although people think they're dangerous, here's one sitting on our hand which isn't doing us any harm whatsoever. We might assume that in this job I've been bitten by a spider, but I actually have never been bitten by a big spider. I've been handling them nearly every day for 25 years, so they're really not that bad. Spider bites are incredibly rare, and out of all the 38,000 species of spiders, only a couple have got a bite capable enough to kill a human, and still deaths are virtually unheard of. Spiders definitely get a very bad press, again because they just look so different and they do scare a lot of people, but they're actually pussycats, most of them, and they're very nice once you get to know them.
I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and that was Wildside. Thanks for listening. There's more Wildside at magic.co.uk/zoo or through your ZSL newsletter. Now, we'll be back soon with our Christmas special, but for now, that's all from me. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time for more Wildside.